What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 18 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Blessings of Being Justified. Sinclair Ferguson once said, Christ became a curse for sinners. We become blessed in Christ. Our text for today is from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 5, 1 through 11 all flow from the incredible truth of verse 1. We have been justified through faith. Today's scripture, verses 1 through 5, highlights five results of being declared righteous and forgiven by God through our faith in Jesus Christ. First, in verse 1, we have peace with God. John Stott explains this peace by stating, the pursuit of peace is a universal human obsession, whether it is international, industrial, domestic, or personal peace. Yet more fundamental than all these is peace with God, the reconciled relationship with Him, which is the first blessing of justification. Thus, justification and reconciliation belong together, for God does not confer the status of righteousness upon us without at the same time giving Himself to us in friendship and establishing peace between Himself and us. And this peace becomes ours through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is both delivered to death and raised from death in order to make it possible. This is the heart of the peace which the prophets foretold as the supreme blessing of the Messianic age, the shalom of the kingdom of God, inaugurated by Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Moreover, we have peace with God now, Paul writes, as a present possession. Second, we stand now in God's grace, according to verse 2. Again, Stott provides clarity. Here, grace is not so much His quality of graciousness as the sphere of God's grace, our privileged position of acceptance by Him. Two verbs are used in relation to this grace, denoting respectively our entry into it and our continuance in it. Both are in the perfect tense. First, we have gained access into this grace. The Greek word has a certain touch of formality about it. However, it is uncertain whether the imagery is of a person being brought into God's sanctuary to worship, or into a king's audience chamber to be presented to Him. Secondly, we have taken our stand firmly in or on this grace into which we have been introduced. justified believers enjoy a blessing far greater than a periodic approach to God or an occasional audience with the King. We are privileged to live in the temple and in the palace. The perfect tenses express this. Our relationship with God, into which justification has brought us, is not sporadic, but continuous. Not precarious, but secure. We stand in it, for that is the nature of grace. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Third, according to verse 2, being justified leads believers to rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Because Christians have been declared right before God, we can be sure of where we stand because of God's promises. This leads to a joyful hope displayed in and through our lives. Fourth, according to verses 3 and 4, believers can even rejoice through sufferings. This does not mean that Christians somehow find pleasure in pain. Stott states, "It is rather the recognition that there is a divine rationale behind suffering. First, suffering is the one and only path to glory. It was so for Christ. It is so for Christians. Secondly, if suffering leads to glory in the end, it leads to maturity in the meantime. Suffering can be productive if we respond to it positively and not with anger or bitterness. Suffering produces perseverance. We could not learn endurance without suffering, because without suffering, there would be nothing to endure. Next, perseverance produces character. Thirdly, suffering is the best context in which to become assured of God's love. Now he adds that hope does not disappoint us in 5a and never will. What is the ultimate ground on which our Christian hope rests, our hope of glory? It is the steadfast love of God. The reason our hope will never let us down is that God will never let us down. His love will never fail. The final benefit of being justified mentioned here is that the Holy Spirit pours God's love into our hearts. The Holy Spirit is God's gift to every justified believer. And the Holy Spirit lives in us to make us fully aware that God loves us. Being justified by God through our faith leads to these wonderful blessings and many more. If you are saved, rejoice today that you have the opportunity to live beneath the blessings of God. If you're not yet a believer, but you're considering trusting God for salvation, we would love to talk with you. Please contact us at info@fraser.church for more information. Some questions to consider. In what ways are you experiencing the peace of God? In what ways are you standing in the grace of God? How is your hope in Christ today? And finally, how does the Holy Spirit reveal God's love to you? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.